So it's no secret the Florida House of Representatives likes its songs. 3 years ago, former House Speaker Dean Cannon and Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams debated the lyrics of Jay-Z's 99 Problems on the chamber floor.
I think Jay-Z said it best, and I'm going to quote for you. I know my rights, so you're going to need a warrant for that. And they even went further to say, aren't you sharp as a tack? You a lawyer or something? If you support Jay-Z, support this amendment. Thank you.
Now, and I must respectfully disagree with the correction, Representative Williams. In that song, it was the officer who said, aren't you sharp as a tack or something? You should try for a lawyer or something. So I got you on that.
This year, the legislature has dozens of problems, but its major one is the frozen relationship between the House and Senate over Medicaid expansion. Frozen's Let It Go just happens to be the song most frequently heard playing in the House chambers.
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go.
And there's no sign of thawing between the House and Senate. The ice between the chambers is thickening, driven by the Senate's desire to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. The House and its Appropriations Chairman Richard Corcoran say no.
And here's my message to the Senate. They want us to come dance. We're not dancing. We're not dancing this session. We're not dancing next session. We're not dancing next summer. We're not dancing.
No, you're never gonna get it.
But well before the legislature imploded over health care, tempers were already running short. Senator Nancy Dietert fired off at Americans for Prosperity. Senator Tom Lee railed against school testing in Jeb Bush's Education Foundation. And Representative David Richardson tried to block amendments on a water bill.
And you people serve absolutely no purpose, so keep sending out those mail-outs. My fans appreciate it.
Whoever those people are out there, from whatever foundation they may be from, whatever testing groups they may be supporting, I'm over you.
This is on the venti cornucopia of colossal content.
Meanwhile, environmentalists channeled a voice of the 1970s and 80s to rally support for getting lawmakers to purchase U.S. sugar land south of Lake Okeechobee and help restore the Everglades. The main draw? Jimmy Buffett.
Governor, legislatures, do the right thing here. We want to buy some precious latitude south of the Everglades. We want to preserve our water. And we want to save our swamp. And we want to have a future for our children in Florida like we have lived so far.
I took over a weekend last month just to try and recall the whole year. All of the faces.
Most of the Senate's water and land conservation policy died with the epic session flameout, as did high-profile bills on prison reform, mental health, and disabilities. House Speaker Steve Crisafulli and Senate President Andy Gardner each say the other is to blame for failing to compromise.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we
I do not see a need to keep you here waiting around, away from your families, away from your businesses, until the Senate decides they are ready to negotiate with us.
I've never been in a situation where I said, well, let's just take our ball and go home. I think you stay here and you do your job, and that's kind of where we are.
Did you have to ruin what was shining? Now it's all rusted.
But not all was lost. There were some policy issues that did manage to make it out alive. And Nick Evans has that story.